Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised.
FarmersOnly.com.
It's the Terry Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
You talked over your name that time, not me.
Sorry, man.
FarmersOnly.com.
So the Nuggets had three people in the futures game with Jokic and Moutier on the world team.
And Murray.
And then Nugget Murray was on the USA team. And
no,
Murray,
he was on the world team.
Jamal Murray's not on the world team.
He was on the world
Canadian.
Team.
What?
He's Canadian.
No.
He was wearing a red jersey that said world.
No.
You were watching the same moving images that I was watching, Darren.
No.
The big red jersey that says world and he's holding up the MVP trophy. That would be Jamal Murray. Yes.
No.
Yeah,
No.
I don't understand how you can say no. You seriously, literally just sat here less than a minute ago.
Okay, fine.
And watched it with us.
Canada feels a lot like the United States. I'm sorry.
It's not even close.
It's very close. It's right there.
Yeah, but
it's all America. It's all America.
No. It's a whole other world.
Canada?
Oh, yeah. Whole other world.
Well, I mean, they got metric.
Yeah.
They got metric.
Yep.
Some of them speak French.
Yep.
The rest speak moose.
Moose-ish, yeah. It's a totally different world up there. So clearly he would be on the world team.
It doesn't feel like it. I'm sorry.
I was kind of taken aback for a second when you're like, no, Murray was on the USA team. And I'm like, you were watching the same program, right?
I was watching through the glass. Like I was looking backwards in reverse. I didn't know.
Okay.
See, I can't. Sorry, man.
All right. Fair enough.
I get things confused. Canada feels a lot like the United States.
But it's not.
Well,
they have a prime minister. We have a president. Totally different things. They have permafrost.
We have permafrost.
I guess we do in Alaska, huh?
Yeah, see, just like the United States.
Sometimes I forget that Alaska's part of the United States. They're like that kid that hides in the attic sometimes and you forget he's part of your family.
Oh, yeah, we had one of those. Oh, wait. Sorry. Maybe we should move on and let's go off the top. It's time for a little bit of hockey news here on the Darren Copeland Experience.
Let's kick it.
No!
The Avalanche, if you care. Who?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
He told me to stop, sorry. So anyway, the Avs, who have 34 total points. Everyone else has at least 50.
It's just pathetic, man.
They have, like, by far the most losses and by far the least amount of wins. I know. They were in Carolina tonight.
Okay.
And they won!
Yay!
Avs, they won 2-1 in overtime. Well, come on, man.
I honestly do not
listen,
pay
attention
when
someone is struggling, sometimes you need to kind of, you know, recognize their small victories and realize that you know, things will be better tomorrow.
Pick them up and show them some love.
Yes, and in hockey's case, send him back out on the next shift to get revengeance.
That's a new one.
It just hurts, man. I mean, this is why I'm not necessarily like a hockey guy, or I mean, I am a hockey guy, but not necessarily like a sports talkie guy around now. Because what's there to say? I mean, are you and I going to argue about just how bad the Avs are?
No, but I mean, there are ways. So
is there bad?
There are ways to talk about it.
They're bad,
and come
man.
Up with solutions. Now, I can't talk about...
What solutions?
See, I don't know, because I don't follow hockey enough.
Well, listen, you can put a team together. Listen, this is something that I think is irrelevant. Listen, okay, if you were going to put a team together, regardless if it's football or if it's basketball or if it's soccer or if it's baseball or whatever the heck you want to put together a team for. Okay. What you need to do is you need to target the type of players that you want at each position and then go and acquire the best thing that fits into your team. That's how you do it, regardless if it's hockey or if it's baseball or if it's cricket or if it's, you know, jello wrestling.
Yeah. Okay. But you have to first know, you have to really know what your style of play is going to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know that the Avalanche truly understand what that is right now.
You should be playing very up tempo at home to run. You should be. I mean, that's. I talk about this with every team, though. But people always want to come here and try it the other way.
Because it's tough. I mean, you just finished, you know, lamenting the state of defense. When you were playing a fast-paced, up the ice or up the court or up the field type of game, oftentimes you're focusing solely on your offense, and your defense will suffer for that. We've seen it in Denver over the years, both in football and in basketball and in now in hockey.
Yeah, but if no one's playing defense, if no one is playing defense, then it doesn't matter if no one's playing defense if you're focusing on offense, because you're focusing on offense because no one's playing defense.
Well, clearly someone's playing defense because the Broncos play defense and won a Super Bowl with it.
They did.
With a very bad offense.
They did.
So they
over
they
a year
won
ago, and then they didn't.
Only because our quarterback wasn't good. And we got rid of our run stopper in Malik Jackson, which was a mistake. I mean, mistakes were made, but they did it opposite of what you're saying and managed to win a trophy here. So it can be done.
It was the I'm just telling you that it was the luckiest trophy.
I don't care.
And I don't care either. Don't get me wrong. I'll take every trophy I can possibly get. I'll take every Super Bowl trophy I can possibly get. But it was lucky, man.
Well, see, I believe most of the Patriots are lucky. Most of their trophies are lucky. I mean, they had a great kicker, but they were lucky to get, you know, they were lucky to win this last Super Bowl because, let's face it, Atlanta choked in a terrible, terrible way. Luck is part of the game, man. It is. Luck is part of the game.
I understand.
Luck is being ready for those opportunities, and the Broncos were.
But
so,
the issue is that you need to be in a position, particularly in basketball, where you're running up and down the court, where you need to be pushing these other guys into oxygen debt. And that's where you can win games in the fourth quarter.
It's a way, but we all remember what happened when Westhead was here. Paul Westhead brought that style here, and
yes,
they
but
were
the teams
atrocious.
Were awful. The team, the talent was awful. The talent was awful, man.
You
awful.
Because you need a real specific style of player to play that style of basketball. And they don't grow on trees, man. They're hard to find to play that style of basketball. The players that the Nuggets have right now, they are not the fastest. And they're not necessarily going to play that Golden State up and down the court style of basketball. But they are. They're good. They're just young. I don't know about the Avs, man. I keep thinking every year they're going to get better, but they actually are just getting worse.
Yep. I mean, that's the whole point. That's why, you know, I wanted to point out the Avs because, you know, they did play today, and it's just sad.
And yay, congratulations to them for, you know, winning their...
In overtime.
Winning a game.
Yeah.
You know, let's try to win another one within the next, I don't know, let's say week. Let's start slow, baby steps.
They're 3-7 in their last 10. That's terrible. I saw it and I tried to. I was like, well, you know, they could be. I was looking at them being 1 or 1 in 10.
Yeah, I mean, so they could be worse. It's just, I don't have any solutions for the Avs to talk. Like, if we were talking Broncos or Nuggets or Rockies, I have some ideas. I have some solutions on how those teams could get better. But with the Avs, I scratch my head, man, and think, I don't know how to make them better.
Do you know that people spend more than $7 billion a year on chocolate?
Yeah, probably mostly around this time of year.
Probably not this time of year.
Well, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but this is days after Valentine's Day, and no one's buying chocolate right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I did not know that. I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
You're evil.
Speak of the devil at this shall appear.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.